sure who owns it.
I think Mr. Sonato used to own it.
I don't believe he does anymore. I think it's a HOA. In charge.
Okay, Shadow Lake, how much are we maintaining? Where are we at there now?
We, at that intersection,
okay,
turn and go back north. We maintain that portion. We do not maintain anything below that intersection.
And they're wanting us to
take it. That's where they're petitioning from right there at the intersection down.
And the shape of the road is?
It's good shape.
But no place to turn around?
Exactly.
Are the gates closed or are they always open?
Closed.
They're closed.
I wonder if Mills Hall is ever going to petition us.
I don't know. With the gates that they have there, my answer would be no, but you never know.
Is it possible to do a turnaround before those gates?
They will give up some right-of-way, it is, yes.
Who? Oh, the landowners?
The two landowners right there.
Are either one of them here? I mean, because if I remember right, it kind of levels out down there, doesn't it?
That's pretty level all the way down through there. But having
so pretty much work
turnaround, that would allow us room to put material, you know, snow or what have you, when we're plowing snow, versus now with the gates, you know, kind of limited. But with the turnaround, we would have room to tile it up somewhere.
If they would give you a turnaround, then would you recommend taking that in?
Yes, I would.
Do you want us to do a contingent on, or do you want us to do it, you go get the right-of-way, and then we can vote on it?
Let me go talk to the people and try to get the right-of-way, and then so we can just table it until, talk to them, and then come back where you want it.
Okay.
Because it looks like you got a little over 51 feet already existing, so you might not need that much right away.
No, it wouldn't take a great deal.
So we'll table, are we tabling both of those?
Yes.
Is the idea?
Round Hill and Shadow Lake.
Does that make sense what we're doing? Is that, you guys good? Move to table Round Hill and Shadow Lake Drive.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one is...
Thank you, guys.
Timber Ridge Circle. It is off of Acacia Club. Yeah. In Iowa Colony area.
Is this the one where there was a fence?
Kathy, can you pull up the video for this one so mm-hmm. we can see it?
Changes done yet since it was put presented before?
No, it's not had any changes. Slow motion.
Pardon?
Slow motion there for a minute. Mm-hmm.
This is the one that goes down a little cul-de-sac at the end. That, and wasn't there something to do with the lines or the? I'm trying to remember.
A lot to do with the. It has no.
Is that it? I'm looking at.
Yes. No drainage control whatsoever right now. There would have to be additional right-of-way obtained down at the bottom to make an outlet to get rid of the water. prevent flooding somebody. Not necessarily flooding, but causing a lot of damage from all the water going to the bottom. The surface is basically gone. Would need to be ripped up and re-rocked. Quite a bit of vegetation to have to be removed.
Randy, I am going to ask you this. Was this not the one that we... Wasn't there one off of Iowa Colony Acacia Club that there was issues with... The lines not lining up with the road and...
That was probably the gulch.
Okay.
But if you can see right there to the left of that car, between those two homes somewhere is where we would have to try to get a drainage outlet to go in between them.
So was the road, what I was seeing, was partial pavement where the cars parked at? Is that the road to be taken?
Yes.
Did I say something?
Down to that point. Go ahead.
I live at the bottom of Timber Ridge, that house right there in front of the Red Mustang. And when it rains, we get washed out, which is taking our driveway out. I have multiple sclerosis. Sometimes I have a really bad day trying to climb up my driveway with all the things. It's just a problem. And when we first moved down there, we were the first house almost 15 years ago, they told us that it would be a county road. And the owner who had the land at the time thought the solution would be just to chip and fill it. And now, every time it rains, well, all of our driveways get washed out.
There is no drainage control
whatsoever.
There would have to be multiple culverts put in on all your driveways. And then, like I said, when you get the water to the bottom of the hill, we've got to go somewhere with it, rather than it doing what it's doing to you right now.
Right.
It would have to go in between some homes.
Well, at one time...
Off to the right, you put rock in the drainage.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to have three of the rain troughs going down the road, and it was supposed to have been black.
Right. But you got to have your... It needs ditch lines, you know, your bar ditches, your culverts, cross pipes, because you'd have to get it either from the right-hand side back to the left to get rid of it, or you're going to have two outlets.
Now where he put the rock, I don't know if that's where they got that bad spot on Poverty Gulch down there where the drains, because I've gone through there, the same spot.
Because to the right of our house, they built this, dug out a big ditch and filled it full of rocks.
Right.
So that was their solution for drainage, which didn't help. It flooded our yard out years ago. My husband finally built it up, but there's nothing we can do with our driveway. It just keeps washing out. He keeps shoveling more rock in there, but it's getting pretty costly.
You missed it on the side of, on the right side.
Can you bring the map back up, Kevin?
And the rain has just completely destroyed.
Zoom in down there towards the turnaround.
The side where we turn in. I've spent a few $100 on my transmission tank because it's bottomed out. The ditching is so bad there.
Yeah.
Who maintains it now? Nobody?
Nobody.
I do.
Yeah, just all individuals.
I've put a couple grand into it before you can chip it.
The other Timber Ridge
guy.
No, it's not that. And I guess, what's that? Oh. That's Timber Ridge Circle or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or dry.
Still wrong. There's no space in it. You just get rid of the space in between timber and...
Bring up Iowa Colony.
Hmm?
Iowa Colony.
I've poured concrete, I mixed it with gravel, and then probably gonna, I mean, wait to see what happens today, but probably gonna do it sometimes, I'm trying to get a little bit. Ambulances get stuck on the little kind of kitchen area there, and then.
Well, and I'm not, just so you guys, and maybe you do understand, so I'm not trying to, so the way that it works is, you know, whoever developed it, whoever, they platted those roads, they sold, like you said, they sold it to you saying there's going to be a county, just because it's platted or a public road doesn't mean it's a county road.
Right.
So, and again, I'm not trying to be, just, that's why you're here today, is for us to see if we will take it as a county road. So, for example, my driveway is about 0.3 mile. I had to pay for everything myself.